Cass in Boots. Written by Hearts Logos. Read by Opal Song. Fandom DCU. Rating general audiences. Relationship Tim Drake, Jason Todd. Also tagged for alternate universe modern setting, alternate universe fantasy, and witches. Part 2 of the Fairy Tales Lie series. Recorded for Ariok 6 for ITPE 2018. Has two brothers and a sister. Through adoption, of course. They're all witch hunters in some shape or form. Said two brothers live with Jason in Bruce's mansion. Said two brothers are a pain in Jason's ass, and he's forever thankful that Damien wasn't home when Witch Drake showed up. Jason would never live it down. And Dick is just this combination of smothering overprotective older brother and bitch I will cut you that makes Jason just want to backflip out of the galaxy. He's not even getting started on Bruce. Because Bruce. Bruce is a trip, journey, quest, and experience. The point is that in this entire ocean of crazy that is Jason's life, up until this point, Cass has been a relative beacon of, if not normal, then tolerable. Because Cass doesn't try to engage him in mortal combat every time he looks like he's letting his guard down, Damien, nor does she try to enforce sibling bonding in ways that don't appeal to his interests, Dick. Point is, Cass has been sort of absent from Jason's life, and the lives of everyone else in this dysfunctional family, for the past year or so. Then she shows up and, well, there goes normalcy. You got yourself turned into a cat, Dick says, looking down at their sister, who is literally a cat in leather boots. Not some sort of anthropomorphic cat person or person with cat features. A legit cat. Cass's green eyes stare up at them balefully. I can see that. I need to know how to undo it. This is what you get for going off on your own, Jason points out. To uncharted regions without a way for us to contact you. What do you expect us to do, aside from find the witch who did it? How the hell would we even do that? Aren't you bound to a witch now or something? Cass plops down, attempts to untangle herself from her long white scarf, which somehow miraculously remained white and unblemished throughout her journey as a cat. It's the Drake kid, isn't it? How do you even... Jason cuts himself off. Okay, you know what? Just don't ruin the furniture, and I'm going to take a breather. Cass swipes at Jason's ankles as he passes by her, and Dick shoots them both looks of utter disappointment. So, how does this work? Jason says, as Cass idly bats at one of his shoelaces. He said pull. What does that even mean? Do I just pull my hair and scream or what? Does he expect me to pull him out of the ether? I don't know, Jace. Maybe it's some sort of gut feeling. Try it. Jason shoots Dick a skeptical look. It's not like you have anything to lose. Point. Jason reaches out, thinks about how stupid he looks and how much of another fail this is. He idly thinks about what they're supposed to do if this doesn't work, and if Witchdrake was just messing with them, and pulls. His hand closes around a wrist. A wrist that's attached to a body, that's attached to a witch. That was fast, Witchdrake says, blinking owlishly at them. I didn't expect you to pull. You pulled. Why did you pull? Cass meows. Witchdrake's eyes dart to her, and he blinks. Cass, you've got yourself turned into a cat, Witchdrake frowns. What did you do this time? You know my sister? Jace asks, as Witchdrake primly sets himself down next to Cass, wand spinning between his fingers. Why do you know my sister? Why wouldn't I know your sister? Witchdrake fires back. Jason kind of liked it better when he was stammering and confused and not mouthing off. A lot better. Cass is probably the only other living being in this entire world I trust to hold my hair back while I vomit because of various poisonings. Do you know how important hair is to a witch? Of course he does. Jason is a witch hunter, as in someone who hunts witches. Bad ones, normally. Witches can store all kinds of magic in their hair. Technically part of their body, technically could be sacrificial. A lot of technically. It's a loophole that witches exploit with great enthusiasm. Anyway, Witchdrake crosses his ankles. What did you do to whom this time? Cass frowns. Or she does the equivalent of a frown on a cat's face. I was helping an acquaintance woo a girl. It's always a girl, Witchdrake mutters, leaning away when Cass swipes at his face. I'm just saying. I was helping an acquaintance woo a girl, Cass repeats, and I may have been a little underhanded in the process, and it turns out that the girl was distantly related to a witch of some sort, so I got turned into a cat. Can you fix it? Witchdrake stares at Cass, turns to Dick and Jason. Is she serious? Apparently, Dick replies. Can you? Well, Witchdrake narrows his eyes at Cass. I can try. Who was the witch? Witch Brown, Cass replies. Or at least that's what she said her name was. Witchdrake freezes. Well, shit! What does that mean? Jason asks. It means, well, Witchdrake fidgets, looks a little sick. Witch Brown is my ex, so that might be a little awkward. Your ex? As in the one who hit you in the face with a brick? Cass perks up. You could have told me. I might have been able to distract her by using you. Well, thank you so much for that. Glad to know that my short and pathetic romantic history can be of use to you, Witchdrake snaps. And it's not that we parted on bad terms. We're still in contact. It's just that, well, she's my ex. That's all sorts of awkward, isn't it? Yes, I'm sure it is, Jason waves his hand. But my sister is kind of a cat right now. That is a lot more awkward to explain than talking to your ex. Point, Witchdrake frowns. Okay, I'll go. Find her. Somehow. And talk to her. If you don't hear back from me in 2 days, it means I'm either dead or dying or being held hostage for a top model marathon. Witchdrake vanishes in a small pulse of energy, and Cass carefully slides off the sofa to go find a sunny spot to nap in. I'm gonna go find Damien, Dick says. When I'm around him, I feel like life is so much less complicated. Because when you're around Damien, life flashes before your eyes, Jason says, trailing after him. Do you think we should be worried? I think that ship has sailed and sunk to the bottom of the metaphorical ocean. 2 days of Cass alternating between acting like a crazy scary witch hunter in a cat's body and a cat in a cat's body which Drake appears at the breakfast table, causing all the electronics in the room to momentarily short out, dragging behind another witch. "So, Steph, this is Cass, the hunter you cursed?" Witch Drake says, firmly placing the other woman between himself and Cass. "Please undo it." Witch Brown is a woman of medium height and blonde hair. Overall, she's not very remarkable looking, except for the bear cub she has cradled in her arms. Jason is going to assume that the bear is her familiar and not an actual bear. "Do I have to?" Witch Brown asks, even as she pulls out her wand. "Looks like birch," and flicks it in Cass's direction. "I say it now. I was promised breakfast for this, so someone better get me some coffee or I'm turning you all into pigs." "Maybe the bear is someone else she turned into an animal. Does that count as an offense? Someone should probably pull her record to check." "Can you not antagonize the witch hunters in their own home?" Witch Drake hisses. Cass flexes her fingers. Dressed in her full witch hunting outfit, she looks mildly out of place in the bright, clean kitchen. "Thank you, Witch Brown." "Yeah, yeah, next time don't trick helpless girls." Witch Brown huffs. "Also, coffee." Witch Brown ends up staying, not only for coffee, but for lunch and afternoon tea. She paints Cass's nails. Witch Drake braids her hair. All in all, Jason feels any feeble attempt at normalcy fly out the window and burst into fire. "You get cursed into becoming a cat by a witch," Jason says as Cass waves her hand around to get the polish to dry faster. "It won't work. Not that Jason's tried it. And you come out of it with a new friend. I swear, this shit only happens to you," says the one who was sold to a mysterious witch by his mother and ended up with a cute witch boy attached to his beck and call. Cass replies, waving her hand in Witch Drake's direction, where he's attempting to wrangle Witch Brown's familiar into wearing a sweater. "Where did they get the sweater?" "You should probably take advantage of that, by the way."
"I'm not taking advantage of being magically bound to a witch for the rest of my life."
"Then you're stupid and impractical." Cass kicks Jason in the shin. "If you don't want him, can I have him?"
"No. Yes. I mean, no, I don't want him. I wish you could take him. I don't think it works that way." Jason dodges another kick and gets an elbow to the gut. "Quit hitting me."
"Stop being stupid and be nice to him."
"I am being nice to him. I'm being polite and everything. Jesus, what do you want me to do?"
Cass narrows her eyes at him. They kind of make him think of cat's eyes. Eerie. Were they always like that? And apparently that's a dismissal, because she proceeds to ignore him in favor of moving over to play with Witch Drake's hair. "So," Witch Drake says, after Witch Brown disappears with a wave, "I'm glad this could all be resolved."
"Yeah, thanks."
"No problem, no problem. Anything for a friend and the scary witch hunter who's mortally bound to my soul. I'm Tim, by the way."
"Yeah, I know."
"So, say it." Witch Drake leans into Jason's face. "Come on, I know you've just been mentally calling me Witch Drake. Come on, we're stuck for life. Call me Tim."
Jason
leans away, even as Witch Drake leans forward. "Tim! It's three letters. Come on. Witch hunters memorize textbooks worth of anti-magic. My name should be a snap."
"Okay, okay, fine. Tim. Happy?"
Jason snaps, glaring when Witch Drake, Tim, grins. "For now." Tim steps back. "I'll be going then. I'm just a pull away if you need me." The end. We'll be right back. The music used in this podfic is The Puss Suite by Henry Jackman. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!